Welcome back to Real Stories. Just a quick heads up that this program was created with AI assistance and uses a synthetic narrator. The content was reviewed and approved by Buddy Blake before publication. Information is believed accurate but should be independently verified. This program does not provide legal, tax, lending, or appraisal advice. Today we're hanging out with Buddy Blake. And honestly, we're talking about something that I think a lot of people get really wrong when they're selling their home. It's all about pricing. Buddy, I feel like everyone thinks the secret is in the marketing, right?
Yeah, so here's the thing, and I say this all the time to sellers. Pricing your house is literally the most important decision you're going to make, like period. It's not even close. If you price it right, everything else takes care of itself. If you don't, well, you're in trouble.
Okay. So walk me through that. What happens if someone prices too high? Like, what's the actual consequence?
So if you're not getting showings and offers within that first week or two, you're overpriced. That's just the reality. And then what happens? You start chasing the market down. You drop the price. You drop it again. And meanwhile, the whole neighborhood has seen your listing sitting there. Buyers start wondering, why hasn't this sold? It kills the momentum.
Oh, wow. So it's like a psychological thing too. People see it's been sitting and they're like, there must be something wrong with it.
Exactly. And look, we live in a world now where everyone has complete visibility. Buyers are on Zillow. They're comparing everything. They know the market. So you have to price your house at or below market value if you actually want to net the most money and get the biggest check at closing. It sounds counterintuitive, but it works.
That's wild. So you're saying if I underprice slightly, I actually end up with more money in my pocket than if I overprice and chase it down.
Yes. Look at the data on days on market. It shows exactly how much you lose for every day your house sits. It's significant. You can do all the marketing in the world. You can make beautiful videos, run social media campaigns, host open houses, showcase it on every platform. But if the price is wrong, none of that matters. It's not going to sell for top dollar.
So you're basically saying pricing is like the elephant in the room, but actually the only animal in the room at all?
That's exactly what I'm saying. Pricing isn't just important. It's everything. It's the foundation. Everything else is secondary.
I love that. So for someone listening who's thinking about selling, what's the one thing they should do right now?
Get a real comparative market analysis. Look at what homes like yours are actually selling for. Not listing for, selling for. Price at or slightly below that. Get it right the first time. Your future self will thank you. And if you're in the Wilmington area and want to dive deeper into selling strategy, we've got resources in the show notes that can help guide you through the whole process.
That's solid advice. Buddy, thanks so much for breaking this down. It's one of those things that sounds simple, but clearly a lot of people miss it.
That's why I keep saying it. Pricing is everything.